Hello, welcome back to our podcast. So Now You Want a Baby? I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian.
So we're recording in the morning this time because, well, mainly because I just wanted to get the impatience of the test over. How are you feeling about everything?
Great.
He's not a morning person.
No.
No, but like really, like how do you feel?
Oh, good, I guess. Just want it to freaking stick.
I guess, okay, so the reason I ask is because, like, I was thinking last night as I was laying in bed, unable to sleep, like, I kind of just wish we hadn't started looking yet.
I want to hit you.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was a decision that we made to look, but, like, at the same time, it's kind of like, while I know that it shouldn't be showing up yet and that it wouldn't show up yet, it is kind of like a disappointment each time. Even though consciously I know that it's like not even possible to show up yet. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, just keeping it real.
Mm.
So with that being said, how do you feel?
The same.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we'll jump right into it then. So this is 5 days post frozen embryo transfer, 5 day embryo transfer. 5 days post 5 day embryo transfer. It is negative. The reason that I look at it like a psychopath is because I'm like making sure that there's not any, like, I don't know, other line or something. But there's not. See?
Sure.
You don't have your glasses on. I don't know why you even show up without your glasses, sir. So tomorrow's the day that I would expect potentially a faint line to show up.
Hopefully.
The next couple of days. But I'm feeling very anxious about that too. I just kind of feel like, I don't know. I don't feel any different other than being sick. And like, I know that, like, you know, maybe you wouldn't feel different, you know, freaking a week pregnant or something like that, but like, I don't know, I feel sad.
Why do you feel sad?
I don't know. Because I don't know. I just do. But it's okay.
It's calm.
Got a big lump of nana. Juice. We're going to a pumpkin patch today.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun. Or not. Because I'm dying.
With our 12-year-old daughter.
Woop woop.
Dad! I can't believe you're taking me to a pumpkin patch.
She doesn't sound anything like that. She's never said dad in her life.
Mm.
She says, what is her...
Slay.
Ugh. And then we'll be like, alright, I don't want to hear slay again. And she'll be like, slay. I mean, don't slay. And I'm like, it doesn't, you can't fix it by saying don't before the word that I just said, don't say it. And she also says, oh God, I can't think, like lady or girl or, I don't remember. We'll give you an update on terms
tomorrow. We'll get a quick refresher today.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast, and we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll have better vibes. I'm just kind of feeling all down on myself today, just feeling sick, the embryo transfer, you know, staying positive, I think. Okay, bye.